We're in Siman Dalet, the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. The beginning of it was dealing with the Sif Aleph, with the halacha of washing one's hands first thing in the morning. We went into the two opinions, the Rush and the Rashba. According to the Rush, this was a mitzvah of saint with that your hands are clean for tefillah. According to the Rashba, you're beginning your day's service of Hashem, and therefore you have to wash your hands similarly to the way the Kohanim would wash their hands from the Kiyor before they began the day's Avoda. If you remember, the Mishnevura told us that ideally you should not say the Brach V'Altilas Yadayim with the first washing with your Negel Vasser, because according to the Rush, you're not ready to daven. On the other hand, if you wait for davening, then how could you say the Brach V'Altilas Yadayim? So the ideal is really to wash your hands again just before you daven and say the Bracha together with the other morning Brachas. Then we saw the Ramah who said to say the bracha of Asher Yatzir every day, even if you don't need to use the washroom, as part of the Birkas HaShachar, of thanking Hashem, acknowledging the fact that our digestive system is working. The Mechaber then went back and said that the water for davening does not have to be of the same quality, does not have to be the same kind of water that one uses in order to wash for the meal. He brought those that say otherwise. The halacha, as far as the maskana went, our halacha was we say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim for tefillah, even though that water was not good enough. Then the Shulchan Aruch went into washing to get rid of the Ruach Ra. You know, and perhaps it's important to note that the Shulchan Aruch really is trying to get you to fulfill all of the Netilas Yadayim with one washing. Practically speaking, that would not apply to us because generally we would wash Negel Vasser, then use the washroom, get dressed. He is referring to one washing of the hands when you get up in the morning and then you're going to daven right afterwards, in which case he says make sure that you do it properly to get rid of the Ruach Ra. So he says to wash three times in order to get rid of the Ruach Ra. And then he tells us the halachas of what you're not to do before you wash Negel Vasser. Do not touch your eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. He then mentions another halacha, which is that when you relieve yourself, you should not be touching there, as well as not touching the barrel of beer. And the Mishnah Berurah then came out and said, well, if you touch something before washing Negel Vasser, we can't eat it, with the exception using the Chayadam, the exception of the barrel of beer. And then he went back to the halachas of washing for davening, and he said, because once again, the Mechaber sees you doing the two of them at the same time. But otherwise, he's taking us back to the halachas of davening, and he's saying, even if you don't have a keli, you do not have a revius, although it's ideal that you do. If you don't, the halacha is that you'll still fulfill your requirement of Netilas Yadayim. And we did see that the halacha was you can even fulfill the requirement of washing Negel Vasser. Now we're going back to the halachas of washing Negel Vasser. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is going to mention things that are necessary because you're getting rid of the Ruach Ra. Whereas had you already done this and now you're washing your hands just for davening, these halachas would not apply. So the first halachi is that you're not supposed to wash onto the floor. You're supposed to wash into a keli, into a vessel. The Beis Yosef got this from the Lashon of the Zohar. It may very well be that this is actually part of what you need to get rid of the Ruach Ra. Then he says, Siftes, that the water that you use for Negel Vasser is not to be used for anything else. You're not supposed to have any hana from it. It is dangerous. It's got Ruach Ra. And as a result of it, you should make sure that when you eventually empty it from the vessel, when you do pour it away, you're not going to keep it in a keli forever. So when you do pour it away, you don't pour it in a way that people are going to end up making contact with it. So you either pour it over soil that absorbs, or you pour it in some place where it's just going to run off, because it's on a slant and it's just going to roll off and no one will have any contact with it. So obviously you can pour it down the drain. So this again is referring to the water that you are using to get rid of the Ruach Ra. It should be why you should be washing into a keli, and that water should not be used by anybody. Next, the Shulchan Aruch says that the way to go about it is that you actually take the keli that you're washing with, you take that into your right hand, you fill it with water, take it in your right hand, give it over to your left hand, then wash your right hand, then your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. And the Shtibur brings down in the name of the Gra that you should wash a fourth time in order to get rid of the Ruach Ra that is left on the water after the third time. It's not on your fingers anymore, but it's in the water. And the same way we want to get rid of the water and we don't pour it in a place that someone may come in contact with it, you don't want to leave it on your hands. So according to the Gra, it is four times each one. The Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura mentions that even a lefty washes his right hand first when it comes to Negel Vaser. The idea of right and left here is in order that the Yamin, which is the Midas HaChesed of Hashem, should be stronger than the small, the Midah of Gevura. So here we are not referring to your stronger hand or your weaker hand, we are referring to the Koach of Yamin, the Koach of small, and this goes by everybody else's right and left. Next, the Shulchan Aruch brings that you should not wash your hands from someone who didn't wash Negel Vaser yet. Even though for the meal, the halach is that someone who did not wash can wash the hands of people who are now washing for the meal. When it comes to getting rid of Ruach Ra, one should not do that. The Beis Yosef brings the Zohar, V'hizo ha-tohor al ha-tomei, it says. In fact, just a little note, the reason why we wash our hands consecutively, the reason why we go right, left, right, left, right, left, is because whatever hand you're pouring from should not be too far behind in Tara, the hand that it's washing. So say you take your left hand, which has not been washed at all, you're washing your right hand, which has not been washed at all, that's fine. Whereas, if you would now be washing your right hand twice, one after the other, the left hand has now fallen behind. So there's a big gap between the level of Tara of the hand that is washing as opposed to the hand that is being washed. This is why we go right, left, right, left, right, left. And obviously, if someone else is washing your hands, it is ideal that he had washed Negel Vaser totally so that his hands are completely Tara. And if he didn't wash them at all, then he should not be washing your hands. That was Sif Yud Aleph. Now, Sif Yud Beis, still on Negel Vaser, is telling us that the way to get rid of the Ruach Ra is only by pouring water onto your hands. Whereas, if you stick your water in, you stick your hands into the keli and, say, wash them off there, you may get them clean, but you're not going to get rid of the Ruach Ra. The Ruach Ra only can be gotten rid of if water is being poured onto the hand. All right, the Mishnah Brura does bring down that if you this is only referring to a keli, whereas what happens if you stick your hands into a river? So if you put your hands into the river three times, he brings a malbim that does work. Now back here, the Shulchan Aruch is mistapek if when you stuck your hands into water in a keli and then took a second keli and did that, and then take a third keli and did that, if the Ruach Ra goes away, so the Shulchan Aruch leaves that as a suffix. Since we do not really know how this Ruach Ra works, we would not rely on that. But once again, in the case of someone who does not have a keli and wants to use a river or an ocean, he could do that by simply sticking his hands into it three different times. The next one is the halacha of someone who was up all night. Say someone was up all night, he did not sleep. We said when we began going through the halachas of Netilas Yadayim that according to the Rosh, that the purpose of washing one's hand was in order that they be clean for davening, because while you were sleeping, you don't know where you may have scratched. So if you were up all night, you know exactly what you were doing, your hands are clean, one could not say that you're chayav to wash, and therefore if you do wash, you couldn't say a bracha. Whereas according to the Rashba, Chazal said that every morning you begin your service to Hashem by washing your hands and saying Al Netilas Yadayim. Whether or not you in particular slept is irrelevant. A new day has begun, and that requires a washing with a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch says that im hayo ner kolalayl yesh lihistapik im tzarim tilzidayim shachris lihispalel ulahavir ruach ruah miyadav. Now that's the second thing. Here's the second suffix of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber is not sure if it is sleep that causes the ruach ruah, or is it night that does? Is it that at Alos HaShachar you should be washing your hands to get rid of the Ruach Ra, regardless of whether or not you've slept? Or is it only the sleep that brings about the Ruach Ra? He leaves this as a suffix. Therefore, since we're dealing once again with Ruach Ra and we do not know how that works, if someone was up all night, Kamalos HaShachar, he must wash his hands to get rid of Ruach Ra, so he washes Negel Vaser. In terms of making a bracha, so here, according to the Rashba, one would have to, because the day is just beginning. Whereas according to the Rosh, one would not have to. So what do? It would sound like Suffolk Brachas Lahakov. The Mishnah Brura mentions that there is a way that you can get around that and be machayiv yourself in a bracha. Namely, since according to the Rosh, Chazal made a takana that you should say the bracha of Al-Natil Sedayim, when washing your hands that may be unclean for davening, you can make your hands unclean. So say just before you begin davening, use the washroom. If you relieved yourself, and then you have to wash your hands and say a bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim before you start davening. If you just passed water, see, he says to get some on your fingers in order that your fingers definitely, your hands be definitely unclean. And this way, you'll have a chiyuv of washing your hands before you daven with a bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim. Therefore, say someone who's up all night, whether he's up all night because he works nights, whether he's learning at night, whether it's Leil Shavuos and he's up all night. But as soon as Alos HaShachar comes, he is supposed to wash his hands Negel Vaser in order to get rid of the Ruach Ra, but that would not require a bracha. What he should do is, before he begins davening, make sure to get his hands filthy. This way he will be chayev to say the bracha of Al-Til Sidayim, even according to the Rosh. With regard to the Rashba, so here too, if he didn't just wash his hands for the first time after Alos HaShachar, then he would have to say the bracha of Al Natil Sedayim together with other brachas. Because we saw that according to the Rashba, you could do that, even though that is not the time that you fulfilled your mitzvah Natil Sedayim, you can say the bracha of Al Natil Sedayim together with the other brachas. So this is the halach. If you're up all night, make sure at Alos HaShachar to wash Negel Vaser, and before just as you're about to start davening, see to it that you use the washroom, you get your hands filthy, and then you could say the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim according to everybody. So once again, the Mechaber here went back to the halachis of getting rid of the Ruach Ra. He told us that there was a need to wash in a specific way, using, you washed into a keli. Make sure that the water doesn't get used by anybody because it's got Ruach Ra sitting on it. He also told us how it is that you're supposed to wash. You take from the right to the left and so on, that you wash three times, one right, left, right, left, right, left. And then he went into the question of what happens if you just put your hands into water. Must you go and pour? And he says, if you just put your hands into it, that's not good. If you did it into three different kalim, he left it as a suffix, and therefore we would make sure that you wash again. And in the case of a river and ocean, the Mishnah Berurah brings the malvim that you don't have to wash again. Then he talks about being up all night, and the question, both with regard to Natilas Yadayim for davening, as well as Natilas Yadayim to get rid of the Ruach Ra, and in either case he was mistapik, and the Mishnah Berurah gave us the eights of just how you could say the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim, and that is, make sure to get your hands filthy before you daven. This way you could say Al Natilas Yadayim without any question.